Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
Hello, this is Betty.
Are you still waiting?
Is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your mother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
the Joe and Anthony Show on
Yampa.
Wow.
I know, right? Oh my goodness. I was having one hell of a coughing fit before we went
right on the air.
Yeah, I was cracking up a lung and everything.
Wow.
Everyone, it's Anthony live from Studio A in Tampa.
And hey, everybody, it's Joe live in Studio B in Chicagoland.
Wiki, wiki, wick, whack. Betty here. I am your premium lovable artificial personality unit. This is episode 292 of the Joe and Anthony Show for Monday, January 29th, 2024. Find us on iTunes, Spotify, Radio for All, and Shyampa Radio. Visit www.shyampa.org. That's C-H-I-A-M-P-A.org. When you're there, click the menu, click programming, then clicky-clicky on the Joe and Anthony Show. If you happen to accidentally go to butthole.com, you will also arrive at our doorstep. Haha. Anyway, subscribe, add, like, favorite, do it now, damn it. All right, let's get cracking with the TP segment. Betty, Betty, Betty out.
Wow.
Thank you, Betty. Thank you.
You got it, Joe.
I find it much easier to bounce if I hold my titties down.
You got it, Anthony.
Betty knows. She got her own titties to deal with. Ain't that right, Betty?
You got it, Anthony.
Gotta love our Betty. She knows what's going on. Oh, my goodness. Another Monday, isn't it? We've made our way to another Monday. Well,
thank goodness.
I guess. For me, I had to go back to work. So it's one of those things. And I haven't worked a Monday since Christmas. So this is going to be my first long week in a month. And it's going to be a little complicated. Oh. So we'll see what happens. But we missed last Monday's show because I was getting a colonoscopy. Not at the same time as the show, but you know, I'm past the age. You know, it really, to be honest with you, I don't know how much of an interesting experience it would have been, because at the end of the day, I just would have just, I kind of don't remember anything. I just kind of passed out, and I didn't even get to the countdown when I went out when they put the drugs in me. It was just like kind of like, all right, it's gonna be, you're gonna take about 30 seconds, and then next thing I know, I'm waking up in the recovery room going, oh, I guess it's done. We have finished it.
You possibly could have hated me because I might have given a play by play of what was going on.
Oh my goodness, probably. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Maybe our listeners did want to listen to that. I don't think they do though. So you know, hey, it's kind of one of those things. And
so all is good. Everything.
Yeah. No. Everything's good. We're all good. Okay. You know, some minor maintenance and everything. So, but you know, it is, you know, listen to your doctor, age 45 and older, get your colon, go get your colonoscopy. It ain't hard, really. It's not that complicated. It's pretty simple, and it's very painless. I mean, I didn't experience any pain or discomfort at all during the entire process. and you got a good little 10-15 minute nap out of it, because I think that's all it took. It was like 15 minutes. It was over and done.
That's not bad at all.
Yeah, no, the worst part about it really was just the prep work. The prep work just kind of, you know, the day before sucked, but you know, it's good to get checked out and make sure that, you know, everything's all right, because you know, it could be, you know, could be an issue.
There we go. So,
and on top of that news, I am apparently a VIP at the dispensary.
Really?
Yeah, so much so. Well, they do write it on my receipt, and they always try to give me deals. But on top of it is they don't even ask my name anymore. And I think today they didn't do that because I had to go to the bathroom and you were on the phone with me. But the last time I went, I walked in. The girl went back. I didn't say a word. Did not say a word. She went back. Got my order, met me up at the counter, rang me up, and she's like, did I check your card? I'm like, I don't know, but here's my card anyway. And she didn't. She didn't even bother looking at my card before, and she ended up checking it. So apparently I frequent this location quite a bit, and they know me. They know me by sight now. It's absolutely...
Yeah, they know that you like quick, easy, fast, friendly service.
Yeah, you know, they kind of stopped trying to upsell things. Well, and I tried to explain to them, and I think maybe... After I explained to a couple of them, they got it. Because, you know, they're always like, oh, well, we can give you another eighth for, like, only $10 more. And I'm like, that's a phenomenal deal. Don't get me wrong. And I hate to say no to it, but I only have an eighth left on my recommendation for, like, another 5 days. And I kind of like to keep that open because you never know. You know, right. I don't like to, because, you know, if you run out of recommendation, you know, you got to wait until you get more. And it's just like the weed man leaving town on you. So, you know, you got a plan. And I explained it to a couple of them. And after I told them, I'm like, look, I like to do this because, you know, I like to keep a little bit of my rec open.
This quotient system.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
I can't see how these dispensaries can make any money.
Surprisingly, they do, because the biggest quotient portion is on flower. It is not on gummies. Now, they do have limits on gummies and topicals and everything else, but flower is the most heavily restricted one out of all of them. So, like, if I wanted to get gummies, if I want to do gummies, getting gummies is not a problem. I get gummies all day long. I can get a shitload of gummies. But the problem is where they limit you on flower. And the whole reasoning, the whole fucking back-ass words reasoning behind it in this fucking state is that, oh, well, you know, if we let you buy too much, you're going to sell it on the fucking black market. I'm paying an eighth for fucking weed. I'm paying, like, almost less than $20 for an eighth right now at the dispensary. It's fucking cheap.
Wow.
It's not going on the black market. I'm sorry. The black market just can't compete with this shit. So, no. But
well, the black market can upsell to people that are afraid to go into
you know. Yeah, but yeah, it's one of those things where it's just like, really, you're gonna limit me to this, and you have your rolling, you know, your rolling bullshit stuff. And anyway,
so what are you smoking?
I am smoking and rambling. I am smoking Titan Express this evening.
Woohoo! Titan Express.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that a indica or hybrid or a sativa or a sativa?
It is. It is a sativa.
Ooh.
It is a sativa.
So it's a pick me up, let me do things kind
of
weed.
Yeah, yeah, kind of. It's kind of interesting that way. Oh, we seem to have lost some of our music here. We have
No,
you can keep going. I'll let you continue.
Wow.
But you know, Winamp is as old and rickety and rackety as it is. It just doesn't like to work right sometimes. So, you know, we have to close it.
I am so stressed out.
And close it and open it and all that stuff. So.
You know, and it's funny because I don't have any background music on my Stream Deck, and I need to put some background music on my Stream Deck for situations like these. Because then I can provide a little bit of, you know.
Yeah, no, I get it.
A little bit of something. But anyways, I'll just go on and talk about my Aldi experience today.
Yes, please. Tell us about your Aldi experience.
Well, it was funny because when I got there to the Aldis, there was I can't remember if it was a lady or a guy. It was one or the other, but something. And he had a card or she had a card. And I said, okay, here's my quarter. He's like, oh, no, I don't want the quarter.
I don't want the quarter. Don't give me the damn quarter. Keep your own goddamn quarter. Just take the damn card.
Answer,
okay,
card.
Sure, whatever. Yeah, sure, we'll go that way.
But I offered it because it was a lady that was actually there first, and I offered it to her, but she didn't. She was, like, completely clueless.
Hey, what's going on? I like the smell of purple.
Yes. So I just took the cart and wandered on in into the Aldi's, and it was nice and quiet.
Yeah, that's
nice. I was
nice.
Like, oh, wow, it's quiet. And I even texted you. I was like, oh, this is a nice time to come. And then as soon as I sent that message, boy, did I screw that up.
Yeah, that happened to me sometimes. I think there was, like, one morning I was there a little later, and I've learned now not to get there that late in the morning on Sundays. But I was there, and like there's a retirement. Well, there's like 100 retirement communities around, but like one of the retirement communities in the area like brought in a busload of people, like a minibus. So it like unloaded like an army of like 18 shuffling old people into the Aldi, and it was quite the obstacle course for the rest of my shopping experience. I've never seen someone stare at a can of soup for so long before. I know we're all going to be there, but this one old lady was particularly mesmerized on the can of soup. Good for her. So
where have my resolutions gone?
Where have they gone? You know what? I think I know where they might have gone.
You know, my resolutions, as I stated in the last show, were being more aware and productive and drinking more wine. Well, guess what, folks? I've actually been drinking a little less wine lately.
Oh, you have been drinking less wine.
Yes.
My goodness. That's unheard of.
Yes.
That's craziness.
Yeah, alcohol is fun, but, you know, it's in too much can be detrimental and damaging and mood altering, too.
Give you the poops, too. Make you shit a fucking racehorse.
Yes. So I'm smoking Mac 1 and Mandarin cookies over here.
Oh, I think that's absolutely lovely.
And, so we got any voicemails, Anthony?
No, it does not look like we have any blinky lights anywhere.
All right, well, our chat room is open. Go to shyfit.org, and our phone lines are ready now. Give us a call at 813-327-8566 on your cellular mobile phone or slim single line with last number redial. All right, Anthony, what you got for us in the weed corner?
We've got the weed corner. All right. Our first story comes from Fox Channel 8 News in Cleveland, Ohio. Recreational marijuana has been legal in Ohio for 2 months now, despite being impossible to legally purchase. Lawmakers are rolling around a few options to change that. Back in December, state senators passed a bill to allow medical dispensaries to sell recreational marijuana, put up guardrails for advertising, and decrease the number of plants someone could grow in their home. However, the bill hasn't cleared every hurdle yet to become law. The House introduced its own bill to put some regulations in place, but it has not had a hearing since last year and will not have one next week, leaving leadership in each chamber at odds. The whole thing is an absolute mess, and the expectation is something will be hashed out by spring. So, Ohioans, you're going to have to wait a little bit longer until you can buy some of that weed up in the Buckeye State.
Come on over to Illinois.
That's a bit of a journey, though. I mean, you have to cross all of Indiana. And I don't know if you really want to do that.
Well, I guess you can go to Michigan.
Michigan would be a lot closer. Yeah. Go to Michigan, hopefully. Unless you're southern Ohio, then you're just kind of fucked. All right, our next story comes from Normal. We're only a few weeks into the New Year's legislative session, and we're already seeing a flurry of activity in state capitals nationwide in relation to marijuana. Normal is tracking dozens of cannabis-related bills, including legalization efforts in Hawaii, New Hampshire, and Virginia, as well as efforts to bring medical cannabis access to Wisconsin. Really, Wisconsin doesn't have anything, do they?
I thought
Wisconsin had something. That's so funny.
Nope.
They must all go to Illinois. There's also a number of freedom-threatening bills that Normal is opposing, such as this lovely one, efforts in Florida, which is a 10% limit of THC content on adult-use marijuana. And that's if we get recreational marijuana, that will be the maximum you'll be able to buy as 10% THC. Yeah, right? It's like, what the hell? And New Jersey trying to impose arbitrary THC potency limits. Kentucky and Virginia trying to enact laws making it illegal for consumers to drive a motor vehicle for days after using cannabis. Please be sure to support your local Normal chapter and follow the Joe and Anthony Show for updates. And that's it for your weed corner. Back to you, Joe.
Wow. Well, those are some interesting facts that, you know, you should know about if you live in those states and you're waiting for something to happen.
Right.
Because it sounds like it's going to take a long time.
It's going to take a long time.
Well, Anthony, are you ready for today's fun fact?
Hold on. I'm going to hold down my titties. Go ahead. Ooh. Just to get out of bounds.
Today's fun fact, Anthony, is the fact that Australia contains a number of pink lakes.
Oh, my goodness.
But the most stunning is the Pepto-Bismol-colored Lake Hillier. The color may be the result of certain algae.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, goo, goo, goo. Wow, wasn't that interesting? Yes. And that was today's fun fact. Just remember, the more you know, and you'll only know by listening to the Joe and Anthony Show. All right, I think, here we are here.
Oh, hi. It's me, Roger. I am an out of whack and yet somehow still a premium all-purpose robot. Wow. This is your National Day moment for today. Well, it won't be today if you're not listening today. And today is January 29th, 2024. And ooh, oh boy,
there we go.
It's holy fuck, here goes. It's National
Corn
Chip
Day. You know, it just gets a little
day,
painful when they
National
start moving
Puzzle
around,
Day,
you know?
And what all like, you shipping people get excited for, it's National Bubble Wrap Day.
Ooh, National Bubble Wrap Day.
Let's watch Joe twiddle around a small wheel that somehow causes our Anthony to push a button that causes the bigger wheel to spin.
No.
Yes. Twiddle away, Joe, and twiddling. Push that button, Anthony.
All right.
Twiddling. Ooh. That's a well-oiled wheel.
Right? I think Roger was over there kind of messing around with it earlier today. So tonight our random news story comes from the Tampa Bay Times and tells us about the furthering agenda Florida has against empathy and equality, but not against corruption and self-enrichment. The State University System Board of Governors on Wednesday removed the subject of sociology as part of the slate of introductory courses university students must take to graduate, ignoring objections by several experts in the field. They replaced the sociology requirement with a U.S. history pre-1877 course that officials say will cover factual history rather than exploratory content. Which I'll be honest with you, I took sociology as well. I found it to be a very interesting course. It really does give you a lot of information. But the thing is you have to look outside of yourself. The move came a week after the State Board of Education took the same step for Florida's 28 state colleges. It was paired with a rule barring universities from using state or federal money to pay for diversity, equality, and inclusions programs. That dirty word, DEI. The people making the decisions framed the actions as rooting out what they considered woke ideology in higher education. Critics blasted the decisions as political posturing. Florida State University students protested the actions, according to WTXL. In other news, the Board of Governors censured the chairperson of the Florida Atlantic University Board of Trustees over his handling of the school board's troubled president search, according to the Palm Beach Post, and it was a purely symbolic move without any effect. The board also gave Chancellor Ray Rodriguez a contract extension and a raise. New service of the Florida Reports. And that's it for your random news. Back to you, Betty.
Hi, Betty here. With all the fun we have around here, why not be a part of the show? Give us a call at 813-327-8566. Be sure to check out Headphone Meditations with John DuBose and many other fine shows we carry on Chiampa Radio. Be sure to visit chiampa.org. That's chiampa.org for our complete broadcast schedule and much, much more.
Much.
And now, for Joe's weather and informative news. back to you, Joe. Betty, Betty, Betty out.
Yay! Thanks, Betty! Well, before we get to the news, sourced by our very own Chip Skipper, edited by the On Crack Chicago's news team led by Dick White, it's time for your Cheyenne of Chicago weather from our very own Chicago's Midway International Airport. Unless you're listening live, it's not mostly cloudy at 36 degrees. The dew point is 32 degrees, giving us a wind chill of 29, and the humidity is at 86%. Winds are howling out of Joe's butthole from the south at 10 miles per hour, gusting to 24 miles per hour. And for you pilot types, the visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, alert! A gusty butthole alert has been issued. Rain likely before 4 a.m., then a chance of rain and snow. Mostly cloudy with a low around 35. Tuesday, a chance of rain and snow showers, mainly before 9 a.m. Cloudy with a high near 39. And Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 43. And that's your Chicago weather forecast. Okay, Anthony, press that flashing any key. Now with even more fiber. We like
fiber. And now for the news.
Excessive farting noises, please. Check your buttholes before you board your next flight. Yeah. Well, apparently, a flight was reportedly delayed after the plane ran into some unexpected flatulence. An excessively gassy passenger who had to be removed. The January 14th incident was documented by Texas-based Reddit user who wrote about the smelly situation on an American Airlines flight from Phoenix to Austin. American Airlines did not immediately respond to people's requests for comment. I was seated near the row where this situation occurred, the passenger recalled in Austin's subreddit. While the plane was still at the gate, the documentarian says they saw and heard an audibly disgruntled and maybe hungover man. He reportedly exclaimed, "You thought that was rude? Well, how about this smile?" And
oh, proceeded
to loudly pass gas. I don't know what provoked that comment, and while kind of funny to overhear, it was uncalled for, especially coming from a grown man on an airplane nonetheless, to continue. But the transgression didn't end there. The man who just purposely farted moments ago decided to loudly and condescendingly say, "Yeah, everybody, let's just eat the smelliest food possible at all at the same time."
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
In response, a man in the next row reported remarked, "If you don't like it, you can fly private." To which the gassy passenger replied, "That's so fucking rude." Another passenger chimed in, "I think we'd all agree you're the rude one here." The spat continues with the flatulent flyer responding, "That's just so low class." Before another nearby passenger said, "Well, you're back here in economy with the rest of us." The scuffle caused the plane, which had left the gate and been moving toward the TED runway for takeoff, to stop and return to the gate. So you know how that goes.
That's a shitty situation. That's how that goes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Let's advance you to your next one.
So this quickly became a thing and an annoyance here in Chicago.
Yeah, I've been kind of watching this in the local. So what the fuck is all this shit about? This is ridiculous.
So apparently 20 years ago, there must have been fresh concrete and a squirrel probably jumped into it.
Okay.
And left an imprint.
All right.
Or something. I don't know. Something weird happened.
Well, that's
and
not unusual for Chicago.
This thing has been there forever, and no one really paid any attention to it. But it doesn't say, I don't think, in this story, but you can find it, folks, on the internet. There was a B or C grade comedian or someone somewhat famous found it, snapped a shot of it, posted it on Instagram, got huge hits.
Instagram.
And then
influencer.
All of a sudden people just started flocking to it.
I see.
So fast forward, growing concerns from neighborhood residents have led a Chicago alderman to say that the city is considering placing a concrete slab containing a quote unquote rat hole that has captured national attention in recent weeks. According to Alderman Wagzbeck, the city is considering removing the slab containing the rat hole amid a lot of threats directed at residents who have expressed concerns about the attraction's explosion of popularity. "I don't want to, but we are considering it due to concerns of neighbors here," he said in the message to NBC Chicago. Looking at options, no timeline. According to a Reddit post, the push from some residents to get rid of the rat hole came after disturbing and threatening tweets and other messages surrounding the discussion over the site's future. Chicago's rat hole, located in the 1900 block of West Roscoe Street, has become a national sensation. In the last week, people started setting up makeshift shrines at the site, affectionately naming the animal behind the imprint Chimley.
Really?
Chimley.
Wow.
Chimley. The amount of attention the rat hole has attracted has rubbed some residents the wrong way, however, with many complaining about the near-constant presence of individuals taking photos, leaving offerings, or even in one case...
Can I find it on Google Photos? I'm looking on Google Photos. Can I find it there?
Possibly. It's on the sidewalk.
Oh, it's in the sidewalk. I see.
Yeah.
I see a fancy lady with a brown purse. See, I see some other things. What do I see here? Ooh, goodness. Yeah. No, I'm on Google Maps. I'm not. It's too much to cover in our short period of time.
Uh-uh.
So we'll have to move on. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. We'll keep you posted. Ooh, it is making me. Something shouldn't be connected to the Wii Internet.
Oh no,
it's true.
Absolutely.
You know, I'm getting sick and tired of hearing that grills and washing machines and dryers and refrigerators.
You don't want your clothes dryer and everything else hooked up to the intranet? You don't want the Russian hackers to hack your laundry and unfluff your fluffables?
Absolutely not. Folks, it sounds funny.
Fluffables are left unfluffable by Russian hackers. Tonight at 10.
You know, that sounds like a good show title. Let's try to remember that.
Write it down.
Our fluffables
are unfluffable.
Are unfluffable. Okay. All anyways, right. Folks, what the fuck? And what could have been another example of the dangers of making every single household appliance internet connected? The owner of an LG washing machine got a shock when his device reported the use of 3.6 gigabytes of data every day. Johnny, who describes himself as a fintech geek in his ex-Twitter bio, posted a message on Elon Musk's platform this week after noticing the extremely high amount of data his LG washing machine.
It's Hillary Clinton's email server!
The image from the Asus router interface page shows the LG washing machine downloaded 100 megabytes of data and uploaded a whopping 3.57 gigabytes in a single day.
What the fuck is a washing machine uploading? It's 3.57 gigabytes. I mean, is it like recording? Does it have a video? I mean, that's like video. That's video right there. Jesus.
Yes.
Well, so, can you watch your underwear go around and think, oh, look at me, my britches are spinning at high speed.
So the story goes on to say that in 2017, there was a hack.
Ooh.
And a vulnerability dubbed Home Hack was discovered in LG's smart home infrastructure that could have allowed hackers to log into LG's users' SmartThinQ home appliances accounts and take remote control of the devices connected to the account. And the intruder, among other things, have spied on home users via the video camera in the HomeBot robot vacuum cleaner.
Why the fuck would you put a video camera in a fucking vacuum? What the fuck is the... What the hell? Come on, people! I work in technology, and I think that's ridiculous.
He apparently just blocked the device on his router to stop it from using data, and that's basically what
he can't wash his clothes ever again. He hits the start button, and it says, and the display just says, page not found. So he's been going to the laundromat now, folks, for the past 10 weeks.
And that's a wrap on Joe's News. Sourced by the lovable Chip Skipper and his On Crack News team.
With an E.
Anthony.
Oh, my God. Thanks, Joe. We've gone off the rails. And this segment was brought to you by Dollar Miscellaneous. Yay! Your everyday needs are available exclusively at your local Dollar Miscellaneous store, where
really
a dollar won't get you much without another dollar. Woo-hoo. Call today, 1-3-3-2-7-8-5-66, or send us an email at playus@triampa.org. Just do it. This week on This Way Out, a look back at ILJA's first world conference in Asia. A good Egyptian Muslim is busted for being a good gay. And in the news, the U.S. Supreme Court nixes a review of a pro-trans bathroom ruling. The new year brings a flood of U.S. state anti-queer bills. The Missouri rabbi with a trans son schools state lawmakers on scripture. Wait, with a trans son schools state lawmakers on scripture? Tune in. A federal court blocks a Texas book censorship log. Taiwan has its first out federal legislator, and an Irish cabinet minister comes out. What do you minister as cabinets? Is that like the Carnarvon cat? I want to be the minister of the Carnarvon wagon. I love this Titan Express, by the way. All that and more this week when you discover This Way Out, the international LGBT radio news magazine, Monday nights at 9 Eastern, right after the Joe and Anthony show on Triampa Radio. Hang tight, folks. We'll be back in 4 minutes after we get Roger unstuck from the garbage chute.
Ooh.
Hey, you know, it happens sometimes.
Wow.
Exactly.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Triampa Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer and Kent Cigarettes and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retro commercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Triampa Radio.
Watch me scare Fred out of his pebbles.
Yo, Martians!
Delicious.
Honey!
Whoops. Got a blast off.
Host Pebbles cereal, part of this nutritious breakfast. Now from Pebbles, you can get a Fred Flintstone flying disc. For Barney. Or Dino. For fun with a twist, it's a Flintstone flying disc. What an especially marked box of Post Fruity or Cocoa Pebbles cereal.
Let's have a Play-Doh party!
Yeah! A shooting star!
You can make all sorts of great things with a Play-Doh Fun Factory.
I made spaghetti!
And now, you can get a Play-Doh Fun Flyer free when you buy Fun Factory in specially marked packages. It's lots of fun, and little enough to take with you wherever you go, while supplies last. The Play-Doh Fun Factory toy comes with everything you see here. From Kenner.
Introducing the Kodak Instant Camera with a twist. Meet the Crank.
Can you feel a brand new day?
Imagine instant pictures with color. Color, color by Kodak. Just crank, 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 and in minutes you get bright, colorful instant pictures with a textured satin luxe finish. See your photo dealer and shake hands with the Crank. A Kodak Instant Camera with a twist.
You are listening to Triampa Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Triampa.
Dan Moore presents Everyday Facts You Never Knew. Did you know? In a deck of cards, the King of Hearts is the only king without a mustache. Or how about Monopoly is the most played board game in the world? Did you know that the opposite sides of a dice always add up to 7? I'm Dan Moore, and those are some more everyday facts you never knew.
It's time to play Sail of the Century. It's just
a matter of time before I leave this pickle-up zone.
I've become a pickle-up zone. I've become a pickle-up zone.
Yes, I've become a pickle-up zone. Yes, I've become a pickle-up zone.
What the hell was that shit? Joe, have you been hitting the bong again?
Hey, Betty here. I've been programmed this time around to say you are listening to Shyamba Radio. Tune in Monday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern for your two favorite lovable stoner idiots, Joe and Anthony, as they do their live, The Joe and Anthony Show. Be sure to head on over to Shyamba.com for other great programming too that we recast on Shyamba Radio.
Hey, my name is Joe, and I'm one of the hosts of The Joe and Anthony Show here in Chicago on Shyamba Radio. This year, I've been spreading the love with a whole lot of laughs and getting to know the people that I make laugh. Next year, I hope to continue to do that same thing, giving you something fun to laugh about, because right now, this world needs a lot of laughter and love.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit
from NullSoft Shoutcast.
All right, why don't you go ahead and cue one of those robotic things?
Okay.
I'm going to take it.
Welcome back. Thank God it's today. Yay. Up next, we've got a Tampa weather forecast and what you've really been waiting for, Anthony's world-famous, crazy Florida news. But first, go grab your favorite smoking devices, snacks, and beverages, my fellow biatches, so we can get started with Anthony's weather and crazy Florida news. Take it away, our lovable Anthony.
Thanks, Roger.
You're welcome, Anthony. You're welcome, Joe.
Hey, I didn't say anything, Roger.
You're welcome, Joe.
Well, that's just sometimes how Roger goes, you know? It's kind of crazy that way.
Fuck you, Roger.
Oh, boy, here goes the robots. All right, ladies, let's calm down. All right, let's
wow.
That's not where I meant to go. Wait, no, right, wait. Oh. There we go. I think I might need a different button for this. All right, something a little bit more sticky-outy. All right. I'm going to load the weather, because I didn't even bother. My lazy ass didn't even open that during the break. All right, we're going to stick it over Joe for the time being. All right, before we continue, wow. It's time for your Cheyenne weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport from KTPA. Unless you're listening live, it's not currently lightly cloudy and 51 degrees. The humidity is currently at 77%. The dew point is at a blustery 44 degrees, and the visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, Monday night, will be Monday night, and mostly clear with a low around 46 degrees. I lost myself for a second. Tuesday will be sunny with a high near 63. And Tuesday night, we'll be looking at partly cloudy skies with a low around 49. On Wednesday, it will be sunny with a high near 68 and breezy. And Wednesday night will be partly cloudy with a low around 49 degrees. That's it for your Cheyenne weather for Tampa Bay. Now, time for some crazy Florida news. All right. Let me open my Scripto Newso here. Close your Scripto Newso.
This is an interesting story.
It is. It's a Florida lifestyle story. Hence the lovely island music in the background.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Tonight, our first Florida story of the night comes from the Tampa Bay Times and tells us that the school car line is not the place to live the Florida lifestyle. Just after 3 p.m. on January 18th, Catherine, 64, was found asleep behind the wheel of an SUV that was in the car of a Largo Elementary School, which was facing up, which was forcing other people picking up children to drive around her. A parent awoke Catherine and said she moved the vehicle forward, struck a curb, and left the school property. According to a Largo Police Department affidavit, school officials called police, who found Catherine at her home about 10 minutes later. Tests showed her blood alcohol count was measured at... Her count was measured at 0.216 and 0.210.
Oh, you go, lady.
She was fucking it up. She was so fucking it up, she was up fucking it. More than twice the legal limit at which Florida considers people drunk. Her bond was set at $5,500, and Catherine bailed out of jail the following day. An attorney has entered a not guilty plea on her behalf. She was found not guilty. Well, she found herself not guilty. She hasn't gone through court yet, but they'll probably find her not guilty, because that's just how it works.
That's pretty messed up.
Well, you know, hey, it happens. Our second story of the night comes from The Messenger and tells us about a Florida man who wandered far from home, but not far from Florida. A Florida man was arrested in New York after prosecutors accused him of hacking into doctor prescription accounts and writing phony orders for fake patients. Devin, 21, allegedly hacked into physicians' phones to steal their credentials for e-prescribing accounts and used those to write prescriptions for oxycodone, promethazine, and codeine, WABC reported. Prosecutors accused Devin of conspiring with associates to pick up tens of thousands of fraudulent prescriptions at pharmacies in multiple states. Both local and chain pharmacies were targeted in the scheme, the outlet reported. Devin is accused of running a Telegram channel to advertise illicit prescriptions, and customers could directly contact Devin to gain a prescription, which they would then fill themselves accordingly. Prosecutors said Devin sold 90 tablets of oxycodone to an undercover cop in Nassau, and the two fostered a relationship while the cop learned more information about the operation. Devin allegedly had the undercover cop fill 15 prescriptions between January 4th and 9th at pharmacies in the area. He offered to sell 630 tablets to the cop for $14,500. Devin was arrested on January 16th and faces 19 drug charges in Nassau County, New York.
That's $23 a pill.
$23 a pill. Wow. Ain't that crazy? That's more expensive than generic Viagra.
Ooh, sexy.
I don't know. Our final and sexy Florida story of the night comes from Fox 13 News Tampa Bay and tells us that exploring self-love at a Sky Zone is not all it's cracked up to be.
Wiki, 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 wick, wack.
Oh, yeah, there was a lot of wiki, wick, wack going on there. According to the Polk Sheriff's Office, Brian went to a Sky Zone trampoline park on December 27th to investigate self-love. Brian pulled his pants down all the way to his ankles and started pleasuring himself. The police were called. Brian left the scene before deputies arrived, but he was captured a short time later. Not only was the lady in charge able to give police a clothing description, they were also able to give a physical description. Brian has also been charged with exposure of sexual naughty bits and possession of marijuana.
Oh,
yes. And I don't think it was the marijuana that had him doing that.
This could have been a hashtag, why not me?
Did you click on the link?
Uh-oh. No.
Click on the linky. Click on linky.
It's loading.
Wow.
It's taking a long time to load. No bueno, but I trust you to know that it's probably not for me. Oh no. No. No.
We don't have a match. No. That's a shame. Wow.
Swipe left.
Swipe left, bitches. Swipe left.
Ooh.
Swipe left. And that's it for your crazy Florida news. Back to somebody.
Wow.
Well, you can thank the database that you are tuned into, Chiampa Radio. Come join fun. We're always looking for unique content and people.
Yes.
Call Chiampa Radio anytime at 813-327-8566. And you two can hang out in the studio with these two lovable idiots.
That's
and
us.
Don't forget me and Roger too. Why don't you be a part of our unique Q studio experience? You can chat during our live broadcasts. Visit chiampa Piccolobzoon.org for our latest broadcast schedule.
Oh, this is really
just
good.
Scroll down Yay. To the chat room, pick a nickname and chat. But now, go grab your bongs and inhale biatches. In just a minute, your three lovable friends are going to start conversing about this. For that, hold on, woohoo, here it comes, the plethora discussion segment.
Ew.
Take it away, the lovable Ew. Joe and the lovable Anthony.
Oh, that was a hit.
Yeah, that was worse than mine. I was just trying to slip mine in really quick before we go into the next segment. You just like
I was just yeah. Well, I was, but that's okay.
It's okay.
So last week our show title, Anthony, was Ringing in the New Year with a Pink Dildo.
Oh my goodness.
So I had a few rough ideas.
All right, well, give me your rough ideas. Let's see what we got here.
Our fluffables are unfluffable.
Okay.
I think I might need a different button for this.
Okay.
Asleep in the driver's seat. Or, hey, Doc, I need a bunch of pills. And none of those sound interesting.
No, what I'm thinking is, we could possibly combine two of them.
Okay.
We could fluff the unfluffable driver's seat.
Yes!
Like pink luminous sofas.
Fluff the unfluffable
driver's seat. There you go.
Hold on, let me type that out.
Okay, you type that out.
Fluff
the unfluffable
driver's
seat. To fluff the unfluffable fluff.
Yes. Why can't I add to dictionary anymore?
Add to dictionary. Why can't
they don't give you that option. This is in Microsoft Note. You don't get the option. You can't add to dictionary. You can ignore once.
But you can't add to dictionary.
You can't add to dictionary.
Mm.
It's like, I have words I want to add, Microsoft Note.
Microsoft Note says no.
And I'm going to sick Angela Lansbury after you.
She's
going to
investigate-ify you.
She's going to investigate and possibly find a random murder.
Instead of finding out why you can't add a word to the dictionary.
Well, Joe, we didn't figure out how to add a word to the dictionary, but we found out that Miss Cratchit killed Mr. Buttle, whatever his name is.
Yay.
I don't know. I come up with a name really quick. I was running out of time.
So we got Fluff the Unfluffable Driver's Seat.
Yes.
What else we got? You said there's another combination.
Let's see. Wait, Fluff the Unfluffable.
I was thinking, hey, Doc, I need a bunch of pills because I'm asleep in the driver's seat. Something along those lines. And that's a long-ass title.
Yeah, it's kind of clunky.
Yeah.
Fluffing. I like the fluffing the unfluffable. I like using fluffing and unfluffable.
Yeah.
Fluffing the unfluffable pills.
Fluffing the unfluffable pills.
Fluff my pills. Fluff my pills in the driver's seat. I'm just throwing random shit out there.
Fluff. Wait, why can't I spell this?
I don't know. I can't spell anything anymore. I become socially spelled stupid.
Fluffing the unfluffable pills in the driver's seat.
There you go. There we go. That will work.
I kind of like that title.
Let's go with that. That works. That rolls. Your other one was a little clunky. This one rolls.
Yeah, there we go.
No, absolutely.
I like that.
Yeah, see, there you go.
So where are we at? How did I get here?
I don't know. Where are you right now?
Why am I still up there?
I don't know. I'm trying to figure out what the hell's going on myself.
Yeah, I'm so confused.
Are you? Are you confused or are you high?
I'm high.
There we go. Fluffing the unfluffable pills in the driver's seat. All right, we can throw that around and see what happens.
So, hey ho, hey ho, it's plethora discussion segment.
Are you calling me a ho?
Nothing is new with my butthole, Anthony, so thanks for asking.
Oh, hey ho, Joe, how's your butthole doing? What's new
hey,
with your butthole?
Thanks for asking. Oh,
what's
boy,
going
I'm
on with the booty patrol hole? Do I have a booty patrol sound effect?
Wow.
No.
Who writes
the booty patrol?
Shit?
I don't know. Dick White. Dick White's been working from home for since 2020, and I think it's becoming a problem. Might need to get Dick White back into the office. It's been 4 years, and I think he's totally lost his shit.
So, what do you think? You know, it's like, do we see a recovery coming? No matter who's president?
That's a tough one. I try not to discuss politics on this.
True.
By all accounts and standards, we are in a recovery. We are in a soft-ish landing. And I know we discussed this earlier today. And Joe's now bouncing. I think it could have been a lot worse. I think it could have been a lot worse. It could have been much more closer to like the housing crisis of 2007, where shit like went fucking haywire for a while, and a lot of money was lost. So I don't know if the
you know what I call this an extremities recession.
Okay.
Because it's affecting the extremities of the economy, which
is
the things that you don't really need. Luxury items.
But it's also affecting, you know, other things like, you know, consumer goods and shit. Like, I mean, grocery prices are a bit ridiculous. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think they're still probably a little lower for you than they are for me. But
in comparison between me going to Jewel and me going to Aldi's, holy cow, folks. Going to Aldi's is the bargain.
Yeah, I save myself a good $100 at least. But, I mean, things are improving. And it's true, the jobs, I mean, there is a healthy job market out there in some ways. I mean, I'm, at least in my field, I keep seeing things open. I mean, we are, you know, obviously relocating in a few months. but, you know, I'm seeing things open up in Chicago that definitely are in my field and are, you know, available and stuff like that. So I'm seeing a lot more of that out there. And I think you probably feel it less because you're probably, I want to say, like, probably Illinois and Chicago are just behind. You got to remember, Florida just kind of like left the pandemic like 3 months into it. Yes, we quickly left. We lost probably almost more people. I think we were the second highest death rate in the nation because of it. We lost a lot of people because of it. But it also stimulated a lot of business. And I mean, now to be honest with you, going around here, it doesn't even feel like there was even ever a pandemic. Traffic is heavy everywhere. Traffic is consistently heavy. Stores are consistently busy. Restaurants are busy. Everything's busy. There's people everywhere. The problem with it, the fact that people everywhere is the fact that traffic is horrible here because it's terribly planned. So, you know, and I know larger cities have been struggling, especially northern cities have been struggling with this because, you know, they left the lockdowns later. Quite possibly people are still holding on to the lockdown a little bit more so than people here.
Oh, yeah.
I have started seeing some more people wearing masks because of the respiratory threat that's been going around. But finding people wearing masks is kind of not normal around here. You don't see many people in masks anymore. And I'm sure you probably see a lot more people in your daily day with masks on than I do.
Oh, yes.
So I think in terms of, like, it will come back. It's just going to take time. And I know there's a lot of people that still don't want to go to work, but I think there's still a lot of people that do want to go to the office. I'm one of them. I want to go to the office. I want to go in to the office. I just hate going into my current job.
I can also agree. Sorry about that. I'm so sorry.
Oh, my goodness.
We need a new curd.
We need a new curd.
Hold on. Brace yourself.
Oh, goodness. We've braced. You've been muted. When you're done muting, pat at your head. Okay. You're turned up again. Okay.
Okay. So,
you got less than a minute.
I think you can agree that it's probably the commute that really kills it.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And for me, more so. I mean, the commute in the city was still less harshful than the commute here is. That's all I got to say. I don't care. I've dealt with the trains and the buses and snow and everything else, and it's fuck, the commute here is ridiculous. I spent so much time in traffic to go such a short period of time, and I have no other options. That's my worst part, is I have no other options. I have to sit. I have to take almost an hour to get to go 6 miles every morning and every evening.
That's just...
You know, 45 minutes to 60 minutes is how long it takes me, and it's fucking ridiculous. So, yeah, you know, and there's no other route. I've tried every route. I've tried every possibility, and they're all about the same.
Wow.
And look at this.
Well, look at that.
The ugly lights have come on. And I think something started. What did I say? Living? Wow, who writes this shit? I think I startled something living in the ceiling. I'd like to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on our recast later on. God, I'm high. Or just supporting us in your own special little snowflake way.
Huh, well, hopefully whatever it was didn't come from my butthole.
Are you storing your butthole in the ceiling, Joe?
Sometimes.
Do I have to poke the ceiling with the stick now to find your butthole? And how do we find your butthole in the ceiling?
It's in a special container.
A special container, I see.
Keep it up.
Does it say Joe's butthole on the container?
Well, it does.
Okay,
and
good.
It's locked.
Oh, good, good, good. That's important. We don't want your butthole getting stolen. Protect the butthole.
Anyway, we're sure glad you could join us tonight for the Joe and Anthony Show.
You can make your commute more commutable with Weekday Rush Hour, hosted by Betty, starting at 6:30 Eastern in the morning, and Traffic with Topper starting at 3:30 p.m. Eastern every weekday. Also, be sure to catch Headphone Meditation recasts on Saturday nights, Classic Radio programming on Throwback Thursdays, Radio Free Labor at noon on the weekend, and Hot Dance Mixes from 2 to 6 on Sunday Tea Dance.
You know, since you're already tuned in, why not keep yourself perpetually embellished in all of Shyampa Radio's Technic-Q audio programming?
Perpetual.
With extra added perpetual procedures.
Perpetual.
How do I do this, you ask?
Perpetual.
Well, it's easy. Just keep any one of your devices perpetually tuned in to Shyampa Radio. That's right. Maybe it's your fun and feisty dildonic smart speaker with automatic thrust. Or maybe it's your titanium-plated Bluetooth-enabled commode with bidet and last podcast recall.
Wouldn't that be perpetual thrust?
Yes, it would be.
I'm going to change that.
Wherever you are, whatever the situation may be, just point your favorite browser to shyampa.org right now. Go there now for a complete listening experience.
Yes, with your perpetual thrust dildonic listening device.
Oh my god!
Oh my god. Who makes this shit up?
I don't know. We do.
Yeah, I think so. That's what happens. All right. Well, it's been an evening, hasn't it?
It sure has. It's been a fun evening.
Man, no, I quite enjoyed myself. Felt like I got off the rails a few times. I really like this this Titan Express. It's
And this Mandarin cookies. I'll have to keep this on.
Yeah, reserve. I've always liked Mandarin cookies. Always kind of gave me a good little zinger whenever I've had them available to me. So so you know the good thing. You know what's going to be really awesome when we're living in the same city. We can actually start buying the same wheat strains and comparing them.
Yeah,
because we really can't do that now because.
And two eyewitness reports.
Eyewitness reports. Fantastic. Thanks for tuning in tonight, everybody. Check out our blog at chianappa.org. If you're interested in recasting the show for some strange reason, please contact us at playus@chianappa.org. And remember, folks, do not pregame before you pick up the kiddos from the trampoline park high on pills with your pants around your ankles. Have a good night, good week, and stay tuned for This Way Out with an E for erection.
That's a wrap. Bye-bye with an E.
Ooh, boy.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Chiampa Weed Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Chiampa Radio.